entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. Joining us today in the flesh is co-host Leighton Yoder. Leighton, it's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
You sound awesome.
Don't I?
I am Ruben, and we're also joined
by Eric.
I was going to say by our regular host, but that's not totally true, but by our haphazard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have a life, Ruben.
Occasional host. When he finds time in his day-to-day schedule to join us, when he's not out saving the world of cars. Mm. So, I guess the only reason you're here today is because it is a holiday, probably.
Right.
So we
right.
might not see you again until maybe Christmas vacation.
Possibly. I'm not going to commit to anything. Yeah.
Or at least Thanksgiving.
Well, we don't expect any more out of you, so at least we're on the same page. I'm excited to have Leighton here. Obviously, Leighton, you're here because our cousin got married.
Yeah.
And you had to sacrifice a lot of family and relaxation time by videoing the entire event.
Ugh, so much.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
You mean as far as how it went or like what? What do you want to know?
Well, I just want to know.
You want to know about the wedding?
I want to know more about just the videoing experience. But also your take on the wedding. Anything?
Okay.
Anything happen?
Actually,
that
this would be. This is a good opportunity for those of you who are about to get married and know me on like a friendship, like a first name basis. I hate weddings. And I don't hate weddings, but
you hate the people in weddings.
No, I hate videoing weddings. There is a ton of pressure because. This is their one big day, and you have one shot to video this whole ceremony thing and the reception. And they're going to look back, and they're going to want it to look like magic was in the air.
Yeah.
Like, they want to see glows on people's faces.
I would like to point out a few mishaps in the wedding.
What?
The person running the audio, the sound, the music.
Yeah, he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah. I don't know who it was, so I don't feel bad talking about it.
Imagine how easy the life would have been in the 1800s before all this technology. You'd have like a charcoal sketch of the wedding.
Although, wouldn't you have then the actual band playing or the actual piano or guitar player?
Well, yeah, depending.
In which case, they would hopefully be experts.
Right.
I want you to know, it's been so long since I've, been able to just sit and kind of halfway enjoy a wedding. Because the wedding I was at before this one was 5 months ago, and that one got rained out. Or not quite, but basically rained us out. I mean, we were
that
wet.
The one in Florida?
Yes. And then before that was...
probably my sister's wedding.
Was your sister's wedding?
Both my sister's weddings, which were also both outside.
Yeah.
Ironically, the one of my sisters got married in Florida. That one was actually chilly.
Yeah.
And the one in Indiana was incredibly hot and humid, a lot like this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot, especially when the sun was not behind clouds.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it was so hot, and I'm so sorry for this, but it's to Shane and Danica, who got married. It was so hot that my camera in the back, that was videoing from the back, overheated and turned off during the ceremony.
Which is probably another reason why you hate videoing weddings.
Yeah. It's like, and there's nothing I can do. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, have an ice pack? Like, holding an ice pack to the camera or something?
You probably knew you were going to do this for months in advance. So, I mean, couldn't you have somehow, done some kind of preparation?
Like, built a cooler.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, a water-cooled casing. Like, I don't know how to solve that. I don't.
I was being semi-sarcastic. You didn't know months in advance you were recording this wedding.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I knew 4 days in advance that this was going to go up.
Although that does speak to the amount of trust in your ability that they had.
No, it speaks to the amount of how much they don't care about the wedding video. Now, believe me, people are like nuts about pictures. Like, pictures. They need to have the perfect pictures. They don't really care that much about the video. The only time they care...
Do you think it's because in pictures you can touch it up to the point where in that moment when the photo was shot,
yeah,
everything can be touched up to look perfect. But in a video, you see, you know, a lot of moments put together. And if there's something... I mean, you can't just Photoshop everything in there and make it feel perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you have, like, a highlight reel of just the best moments. Yeah,
that's true.
Just a little, like, snippet, like a three-minute video.
So you said the one camera in the back overheated.
Yeah.
Did you... You had two cameras then?
I did. Okay. So it should... It's all documented. There's no sound that we missed. There is some video, maybe, that we missed. But anyways, it doesn't matter, I don't think. It should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But right, yeah,
was there anything more on the wedding?
The wedding, it was a nice wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I did like it because it was bare bones. Like, it felt like, okay, we're just going to have a ceremony, and it's not going to be, like, a big to-do. It's just like, yeah, we're going to decorate the aisle a little bit. Yeah. But it's not like we're going to have, like, a red carpet or, like... And just a ton of just
and
flourishes.
The timing of it was perfect. And when I say timing, I'm talking about the length of it. It started at 4:30, and actually a few minutes after 4:30.
Okay.
But pretty much at that point, Shane, who is the groom, went up, and then the groomsmen came in soon, and the bridesmaids started walking up, and it was all finished, and we were starting to be ushered out within half an hour. Being ushered out.
Now, I was thinking the timing was perfect in relation to the football game that evening.
Oh, well, that wasn't perfect. I did have to leave a little bit early from the reception part, but I did get to see all the important things.
Mm-hmm. And as long as they see you, they know you're there.
Exactly.
So
like, yeah.
Exactly.
Just kind of assure them.
Anyway.
But yeah, wedding itself was nice. I liked it. That was one of my... It was one of the easiest weddings to record because of the fact that it was short.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but
so what? Back to the wedding. So the camera overheated in less than a half hour.
Yeah,
in direct sunlight, Eric, it was hot.
It's a black right. little camera.
Was it your camera or was it
no
theater's camera?
Yeah, it was my camera.
Yeah, okay,
it was my camera.
Which one did you drop?
I didn't drop either one of them.
Oh, okay.
I started like spreading rumors that I had dropped a camera just because, like, specifically at your table during the reception, at Ruben's table during the reception, because I knew that it would get back to Theodore and he'd like freak out. Yeah, it's all in good pieces. It's all in pieces. It should work. Yeah, it's fine. Anyways, enough about... Well, we also should then recap, like, what happened after the wedding. After the wedding, whatever, I just went over to my uncle's house and hung out with my cousins for the night. And then the next day, we went to Grandpa's pond.
It's called the farm.
The farm.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Yes.
And it's way down south, down towards Akron.
South of Akron yet.
So
it's
people
way
start looking
down there.
Different and talking differently.
Yep.
But it's still in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff goes downhill pretty fast when you start heading south.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, well, what about the farm?
And we just had... I had one of the funnest times...
Good.
...I've ever had at the farm. Mainly because we decided to do a rope swing, which the rope swing was my idea... But as far as, like, how involved was I in the execution of it? None. Like, just cheering them on. Our one cousin from Kentucky is just like a monkey when it comes to climbing things. And he shimmied up that tree, just straight up bear hugged that tree and just shimmied himself up. With no shirt.
Oh, I didn't see him shimmying up part.
He had no shirt on and shorts. Like, he was wearing trunks.
He had no shorts on either.
No, he had trunks.
Okay.
But it wasn't, like, long pants. So, like, there was much skin that could have been, like...
Messed up or...
Abrazed. All right, it could have been scratched. And yeah, for a fact, I do know that it like hurt him a little bit. So he got scuffed up quite a bit. All for my idea of having a rope swing. But once we got it all rigged up, man, it was a ton of fun. We were doing flips off that thing. I got some slow-mo videos of me, which I don't think we can post because I wasn't wearing a shirt.
All right, coming back, we had a little thing we had to cut out. But coming back,
but yeah, we had a great time at the farm.
Yeah, we did. We even played some football.
We played football.
You caught a touchdown.
I caught a touchdown.
I threw it.
I was picked last.
You were picked last.
Who did you? You picked like Drew over me. Ah. I'll just let it. You're lucky that I don't care that much about football.
You're a sleeper pick, Clayton.
What does that mean?
It means that you're good, but no one else expects you to be good. Which means I can let you fall in the pecking
order. He's like, we know that he's underestimated, so we'll wait on him.
No, honestly, I didn't really care who I picked. I did it just because I knew that.
Just a bit.
I would make it a rise out of you.
Good. That's really good.
All right, well, we do have some interesting things to talk about.
Yeah.
So, Layton, why don't you take the lead on this? You have a couple topics.
I have one. And it starts out with a story. So, obviously, I came up here to Indiana this weekend, so I need to make sure that my car was in tip-top condition. So I needed to get an oil change. So in Harrison there in Arkansas, there's... What is it? A Minert? Mine cart? Car care?
Midas?
Midas? I don't know.
Titus?
It looks like a chain of some sort. But anyways, so I go in there, whatever, and say, hey, I need an oil change. Like, oh yeah, we'll start that right up for you. Thankfully, they weren't that busy right then. So they
Did
start...
Did you do this the day you were leaving for Indiana?
The day before.
Okay.
So Thursday morning, this is when this is going on. And so I'm sitting then in their little waiting area, and they have a TV. And so I'm just watching. They have like a reel of just random clips. Like some of it's news. Some of it is news about entertainment. Some of it is like food stuff, like a cooking show. And it's just like
so
random.
It's a whole bunch of random stuff that you typically wouldn't find together.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It could be about the news. It could be about cars. It could be about food.
Mm-hmm. And among those clips, there happened to be like a special report about food. And this was on, this was a CBS news story. And I just could not believe what was happening on screen. Like, this is being discussed on live television. Or not on live television, but at one point it was live.
Okay.
But, yeah, just go ahead and play it.
Okay, so I have it queued up. It's cut 49. I'm going to play it.
All right.
In our morning rounds, the science behind food addiction. New evidence this morning for the hotly debated idea you can get hooked on eating, like people get addicted to cocaine or heroin.
And just a warning, it's 3 minutes long, so it's going to be a little bit. So don't freak out. We'll be coming back here soon.
A study finds cravings may be hardwired in the brain. Our Dr. Holly Phillips is with us. Holly, good morning.
Good morning, Nora.
So explain the science behind this.
Well, this was an interesting. It was a small study presented in Europe at a conference last night. Researchers looked at 81 people. Roughly half were obese and the other half were a normal weight. And they offered them a buffet style of food. After they ate the food, they were then put in an MRI scanner and shown photographs of the food, mm-hmm. which should stimulate food cravings. Mm-hmm. The big finding here was that food cravings had a different effect on the brains of obese people versus people of a normal weight. So people who were obese saw a greater stimulation in areas of the brain that we call the reward center, where it controls our behavior based on reward and stimulation than people of a normal weight. So it raises the question of whether food cravings may be hardwired in our brain.
Yeah.
Well, is this then, I mean, is this like drug addiction? Is that what they're saying?
Well, comparing food addiction with drug addiction is controversial. Number one, food addiction is not a recognized medical condition, whereas drug addiction is. But the reason that the two are hard to compare is that we know drugs can permanently rewire the brain. Drug use causes neuronal changes in the brain that do not go away, and it changes the way the brain functions. We don't know if food does that yet. What we do know is both food and drugs can cause behaviors that are very similar to addiction. The inability to cut down, continued use despite negative consequences, a sense of a loss of control. So they clearly have some similarities.
You know, you say food. I've never really met someone who's addicted to broccoli. It seems like there's certain types of foods we're all geared towards eating.
You're right. You know, raw cucumbers, people don't say, I can't control my craving. Other research that we've reported on, actually, even here, has shown that foods that tend to be most craving-inducing are what have high glycemic indexes. Mm. So high fat, high sugar, high salt, processed foods. These are foods that have a very intense and fast effect on our blood sugar, and that triggers reward centers in the brain, dopamine, other things, and makes us want to.
This is all the bad stuff we've been talking about for a while.
Yeah, I think it's just one more piece of evidence too that it's very hard if you're trying to lose weight, if you're obese, that there's a lot still going on in the brain. It's not just discipline; that it's highly chemical. There's a lot of things going. So, what does it tell us? Do you think that could help us in the future deal with these issues?
Right. You know, really, the researchers are focused here on understanding these brain connections so we can improve treatments, whether it's brain stimulation, psychotherapy, or even medications. The more we understand about what triggers obesity, the better we can treat it.
Really interesting stuff, Dr. Holly Phillips.
Really interesting. Really interesting stuff.
In Northern Illinois.
What's so sad is that, this exact clip, this is not the exact clip that I saw on the TV screen.
Okay.
Much of the same stuff was discussed. But towards the end, there was also talk of holding food manufacturers accountable for the appetizing food they make, making their food that tastes so appetizing, it isn't healthy, and they should be held accountable for that.
Well, first off, they make this sound like food addiction is a new thing, but it's been discussed in the Bible thousands of years.
I know.
It's called gluttony.
It's called gluttony.
There's almost no response.
I know.
Adequate.
And I can't believe, they're just, just baffled by this new idea.
That food might be addictive.
Why
do you think people are fat?
I don't know.
They eat too much. Because they enjoy it.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, it was just tremendous to watch this whole thing. And I'm sorry. I don't care how appetizing something might taste. It's still your fault for eating it.
Yeah.
Whoever decided to eat it, it is a discipline issue.
It might be addictive because almost everyone I know eats almost every day.
I mean, yes.
Eric, you're so quick-witted. That's why we pay you to be on the show.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to start cutting your funding. I'm sorry, but...
You have missed a lot of days.
You haven't clocked in ages. And we've been noticing that your absence has just been out of this world so far.
Well, and it's been recognizable on the podcast stats as well.
Yeah. Every time you're gone, the stats go up.
You're right.
I'm just messing with you, Eric.
No, this study reminds me, though, of the New York, when the mayor would try or ban the 32-ounce soft drinks because of the sugar. It's all about people not taking personal responsibility. It's not the government or a city or anybody's job to control the amount of calories someone gets. Personal responsibility is totally lost.
The whole thing about being human is personal responsibility. Do you want to be an animal caged in somewhere where you're fed exactly what you're supposed to get, what they think you're supposed to get, and where you're allowed to go out in the sunlight on these certain days for this amount of time? Or are you a human who has the freedom and responsibility to do what you want?
And that's what makes America great. If you want to weigh 400 pounds, you have the right to weigh 400 pounds, or the freedom to weigh...
You have the right to be obese.
Right.
I guess if you do want to be I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing if you would want to defect to North Korea, you probably could. Would they take an American defector?
I mean, like, would North Korea take an obese person?
Well, I'm just saying, an American citizen who would like to have the government decide, you
what
know what,
they eat.
This is what you're supposed to eat, this is what you're supposed to drink, this is how much exercise you're supposed to get.
Actually, some people actually, like, pay somebody to do that for them. It's called a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. slash dietitian. It'd be more like a dietitian when it comes to eating. I was going to say something. Oh, shoot. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. What this is all leading towards, though, it's all leading towards, like, Congress passing a bill saying, okay, you need to, you have to pay for, like, stamps or something where, like, you need, if you want to be obese, you have to pay extra for it.
Like, you're tax.
You're consuming, like, more calories than the average person is, so we're going to tax you for it. Like, you're going to have to pay extra for that.
Oh, I'm sure that will happen at some point.
Yes. But it's just, I just hate, like, when, especially, like, on news, whatever, news
mainstream
shows.
Mainstream
news. When they try, they basically over-intellectualize everything.
Yeah.
And they just try to sound smart about something that's just, like, really gluttony.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that
I'm sorry.
Funny.
And anyways, my car, it is good. It came up here all in one piece. When my service was done, when they were done changing my oil for me and everything, and giving it like a whatever, just a quick inspection, they did tell me that I need new tires.
Well, you still haven't changed the tires from when it was in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
It needed tires when you were in Florida.
I know. And I only, like, skidded, like, 10-plus feet one time when I was, like, really hitting the brakes. I've been up here.
Did you have to drive through water at all?
Yeah. It was just like when I was on the way to the wedding. It had, like, rained right before the wedding started, and so the roads were wet. And I came to a sliding halt. It was nice. So, obviously, yes, new tires. Is there a specific brand, or is it like, you get what you pay for?
You definitely get what you pay for, but yeah.
Okay.
Michelin's a good brand. Right. And there is actually a difference where you buy them. Like, Walmart tires are made different. They're actually...
Wait, Walmart Michelin tires are different than...
Yeah, well, any brand. They're actually made to a different spec because Walmart buys so many. So they'll, you know... buy several million of them at a time, but they'll say how they're made, but the tread is actually less. I mean, if you go in and measure the tread on a Walmart tire compared to another tire store, you'll actually have less tread. I mean, the sidewalls are different. It's
just so they make it a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, it's definitely a cheaper tire from a chain store. So,
all right,
but no, it definitely does make a difference. Yeah,
okay,
what kind of tire you get or
okay, so brand. So, but you do basically get what you pay for.
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, a lot of times, you can. A tire shop will have a sale or something. You can get a good deal, but it's I mean, your car won't need anything special. Just a good all season tire.
Yeah, and then my other question is: should I get like a realignment when they change my tires?
I mean, it depends how the old ones are wearing. Yeah, if the old ones, you can tell by the old ones if it needs.
I've got a comment about that because one evening, pulled into my garage and I heard this hissing sound. It's like, oh, shoot, one of my tires is going flat. So I looked at it. One of them was going flat. Basically, I ended up driving somewhere nearby. I had an air compressor up in Elkhart near my house. Drove over to where it was. So I figured if I'd wait until... It was late at night. It was like 11 o'clock. I figured if I wait until morning, it's going to be completely flat. And I'm not going to be able to drive to the... I ended up going to, I think, Monteith. Just because it was nearby, but whatever, a tire place.
Mm-hmm.
So that, well, I got to get over, get the air compressor at this other place so that in the morning I can fill it up and drive over.
Hmm.
So I went and got it. It's a portable air compressor, but it's still heavy. And if you're used to seeing my car, you realize that my car is usually filled with a whole bunch of random stuff. So
yep.
Getting something that is about, takes up, you know, 4 to 6 square feet is a big deal.
Yeah.
But I got it into my car, wow, drove back to my house, and then was like, oh, good, I'll be set in the morning. Went up, stairs, slept, in the morning, got back down, and the tire had barely deflated anymore. So I never even would have needed it. So I was just able to drive without even ever filling it up before my travel. But then when I got there to replace the tires, they said that, oh, yeah, if you get new tires with us, we do a free realignment.
Oh.
Or that's what I thought she said.
Okay.
It ends up, they'll check for free if you need an alignment. But to do it, it still costs.
Well, they're not going to do it for free.
And, well, I didn't know it was that big of a deal. But
I thought a realignment is pretty cheap, isn't it?
It depends. On some vehicles, it all depends what type of vehicle it is.
Couldn't you pretty much always realign your tire a little bit? Like, wouldn't there always, after 2,000 miles, wouldn't there be, oh, yeah, you should make a little bit of adjustment if you'd really, really want to?
Well, you should always check it every so often, but because as the suspension ages and the tires, yeah, it definitely
saying,
changes
like,
a little bit.
Would there ever be a chance that they would check after you change your tires and they would check if you need a realignment, that they would say you don't really need it?
No, yeah, definitely, because we have, with our new machine, we can do a quick, fast alignment check to see if anything's out of spec.
Have you ever checked it where it hasn't been?
Yeah, I actually don't work at the shop with the alignment machine, but I know, yeah, a lot of vehicles, they'll check. I mean, they'll be fine. They won't need an adjustment.
We're taking out our outrage on the rest of mechanic shops of the world, just like based on solely like his mechanic, the shop that he works at. It's just funny.
I don't totally get that.
Well, it's just like we're basically projecting what they do at their mechanic shop on the rest of the mechanic shops in America.
All right, that was my only comment, Layton.
All right. Well, I should look into that, see if whatever mine cart car care gives a free alignment. Because they said, they did say something similar. If I buy my tires through them, then they, the word free was used, and the word alignment was used. I don't know if they'll check it for free or if they'll actually align it for free. Yeah. And one other question, Eric. When I brake, when I'm going like really fast down the highway, and I brake and like slowly like apply pressure to my brakes, my wheel starts gyrating.
The steering wheel?
Yes. My wheel is like, brrr. It also like starts to make a noise. Like, do you know that sound that semis make when they're like just coasting down hills? It makes that. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Okay, no, it's your rotors. It has a thickness variation, or warped, as people call it.
I have some warped rotors.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
they technically don't warp, but it's just how they wear. But yeah, there's a thickness variation is the technical term.
Is that important to change or to get fixed?
I mean, it's not a huge safety issue unless it's real bad, but it's more of an annoyance than anything.
Okay, good. I can deal with annoyances.
I mean, it all depends. You should see how thick your pads are, but most likely something's not wearing right, or they're overheating or something. So
yeah.
Now, Layton, I'm also wondering, do you know yet what the outcome is of your little mishap?
No.
With the van, where that stump just jumped out of nowhere.
The stump
started scraping the side of the van.
Yeah, I just reached out and just tried to ruin my whole day. No, I talked to the administrator or the director. I'm not even sure what his official title is, but Omer, he's a high up dude at Hillcrest, and I talked to him. He usually handles all stuff insurance related, whatever. And I talked to him. He said that he actually had forgotten about it, and he thanked me for reminding him about it. So that was nice.
Doing good.
Yeah. Just
sometimes bites you in the butt.
Nice guys finish last. That's the moral of that story. But anyways, yeah.
Okay,
still
so
nothing.
We don't know what the outcome is there yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Any more updates on last week? You said it might be a few weeks till you start recording the new podcast for Hillcrest.
Yeah.
And that's still the same. It's maybe 3 weeks away.
Yeah, 3 weeks. I need to kind of put that on the back burner until camp week is over. Because camp week is coming up, and I'm kind of like the head of the committee for that. And that is like something that's just
now,
like...
Which podcast is going to get your top priority?
Thank you, Eric, for broaching that subject.
Well, really, I mean, you think like, oh, they're both podcasts, so they're comparable. But really, they're not comparable. because the one, they have totally two different, completely different purposes. The one is I'm going, the Hillcrest podcast, which I don't know exactly what we're going to call yet, but it's not going to be called Hillcrest podcast. But the podcast that I'm going to do for Hillcrest is going to be a lot more structured than this. I'm going to be using
a show
cookie
about
cutter.
Nothing.
This is a show Seinfeld. About nothing. This is the Seinfeld. The other one is like Law and Order SVU or something like that.
That's a good comparison.
Okay, like very like dun dun. Like
yeah, hearing a crime.
Yes,
detectives are investigating.
It's very serious and. And
that probably has the potential to reach a lot of people with all the staff.
I hope you keep it somewhat lighthearted, though.
No, it's going to be doom and gloom.
Like, so-and-so passed away earlier today.
Each episode.
We lost another one.
Yeah, whimpering. Like, some resident somewhere is going to I just want some water.
So, this is for the staff?
Quiet! Quiet back there.
No, Layton, is this
we
for
gave
the...
gave you some water a couple hours ago. A full glass.
Is this for the staff or the residents podcast?
This is for VSers.
Okay.
It's to help promote serving at Hillcrest.
This might really give him an advantage over Mountain View.
Oh, I think this is cutting edge stuff here. Like, this is taking this will take the Mennonite world by storm.
I mean, they're basically hillbillies at Mountain View. Let's just
They are? That's so funny because like the dean, the last dean, he farewelled just this past month. He is the dean for 18 months, I think, and his parents were directors or unit leaders, something like that, over at Mount View, or maybe pastors. They were pastors. His dad was a pastor. His mom obviously wasn't, but they were youth leaders at Mount View. And he grew up at Mount View for at least 2 years of his life. And then while he was, I'm not sure if he was there at Mount View when he was asked or if he had moved to South Carolina. I don't know. Probably moved to South Carolina. But yeah, then he was asked to come be dean at Hillcrest. It's just funny. It's like, yeah, those hillbillies.
That was funny.
And he was pretty much a hillbilly. So pretty much pegged him, right?
It's so refreshing when a stereotype is confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Lynn, did you have any more stories from Hillcrest? Or from your travels here?
Don't think so. Well, one other thing. This would go with the food consumption thing. Mm. I didn't realize this, but you now get carded. If you look too young, you get carded for purchasing 5-Hour Energy.
They've been done that for a while.
I didn't know that.
So you got carded?
Yes.
Well, maybe not for 5-Hour Energy, but I know if you take too many Red Bulls, because once I was trying to buy a Red Bull or some energy drink, and I can only take one or maybe only two, and I was trying to get a case.
Okay. I'm sorry, but if it's not alcoholic, I really don't see the
control.
Yeah, I just don't see the need. I understand that it's not healthy for kids, but like really like... This kid could die from Red Bull just as easily as if he would just take a whole pound of sugar. You don't get carded for buying a pound of sugar and because you're like you're planning on like snuffing it or like consuming copious amounts of sugar, just like taking spoonfuls of sugar. Because that's basically what you're. I mean, obviously there's other chemicals in there, but really it would seem just as unhealthy.
Yeah.
Not?
Yes, I agree.
Oh, but anyway, okay.
Try to buy a box of sugar cubes, see what they do. See if they card you.
No. There's something better. Go for the Red Bull, and then when they ask to card you, just decline, put the energy drink back and just go get like 2 pounds of sugar. Then see what they do. But obviously don't let them card you or they'll know that you're over 18.
Right.
Or in your case, over 21.
Ugh.
Maybe 20. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Man. You're so old.
How old are you, Ruben?
I'm 27.
Point made.
I'm not going to say how old I am. It doesn't even say on Facebook.
For yeah.
You hide your age on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. It's just the month and the day.
I see.
One of those people.
Anyways, we can move on if you'd like.
I'm actually ready to wrap it up. Well, okay, there's a little bit of feedback I got.
Okay, good.
Faithful listener, Brad Mast.
Oh, what a faithful.
He really enjoyed when we did the app picks. And we haven't done them in a long time. I think partly because we just thought that people didn't care that much about it.
Yeah.
I know. Remember we did that poll late in a while ago? About what people enjoyed?
And the highest thing was me telling stories.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I think.
But I don't even remember where the the apps ranked in all of that.
It couldn't have been that high.
But Brad actually had an app pick. And we're going to get to that. It is Fantastical.
All right.
And it's a calendar app. And according to him, I haven't had time to actually use this because he just told me a few days ago. But according to him, it like blows away the built-in calendar app. For your iPhone. Okay. I don't know if they're Fantastical. As far as I know, it's just iOS.
All right.
I don't know that it's for Android, but Fantastical. And it ties into, like, your Google Calendar, and it integrates somehow, like, your reminders. I think it pulls in your reminders as well and puts it into the calendar.
Okay. Well, I'm getting this just in, looking it up on the App Store. Apparently, it's Fantastical 2. This is the sequel.
It sounds like a Disney movie.
I know, it does. It says Fantastical 2 for iPhone, calendar and reminders. And it has 4.5 out of 5-star rating. And it's rated as one of the essentials.
Hold it.
Essentials.
I know it also works Essential with the apps. Apple Watch, so if you do have that, you might be even more interested.
Okay. It looks fantastical.
I am going to try it out. I just, have been very busy.
Good. Good.
Since
speaking of the Apple Watch, Ruben, why haven't you gotten one?
I don't like wearing things on my wrist.
Why?
Because it's restrictive. It gets sweaty. I never really got into wearing a watch.
Okay. Well, see, I never got into wearing a watch. The only thing I have like experience with wearing things on my wrist is like when you go to a fair. And you get, like, the strap thing that says, like, yeah, you have an all-day pass to ride any rides you want. And so from that perspective, though, wearing something around your wrist is, like, really cool because it's, like, it's very official. It says that you, like,
belong in
you
this
belong
place.
In
you
this
have,
place.
You have a special.
You deserve special treatment.
Special treatment.
And it also tells you where you are. I think your Apple Watch can do that. The built-in GPS.
If the Apple Watch would be $50 or something like ridiculously cheap, like would you get one?
Oh yeah.
If it were
okay. Yes.
So it's just the pricing is what's keeping you from getting one at this
point. Yeah, the pricing is outrageous. It's so expensive. It's a new phone. If I would get the kind that I would want, I wouldn't want the sport one because it just looks kind of cheesy. But like the one, what is it like $600? For like the cheap model, then like the middle grade model, and then the Apple Watch edition.
All right, I got a question, Eric. Would you get one if it were like $50 or something that, or maybe like $100? Like, would you get it?
I would at least think about it, but yeah, I don't normally wear watches, but I would definitely consider it. But I could wear it at work.
To be honest, I guess I never thought that having a music player on my phone was really a thing.
Okay,
that I would really get into. But I do use it quite a bit now as an iPod. So maybe it's just something that once I would try it, I would see the value in it. One other question. Okay, so the one that you would get would be a $600 one.
But, yeah, I think.
Would you get, if you had to choose between the new iPhone, the new version of the iPhone, or an Apple Watch, which one would you take?
New iPhone.
Eric? Yeah, new iPhone.
Definitely. Okay. Like, well, at least, okay. I mean, to me, yeah, it would definitely be no question there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That will be coming out here in a few weeks as well, so we will have some tech news for you.
I'm so excited to look at the next thing that I can't buy. I'm so excited for it, Ruben.
Well, Layton, when you get back to Hillcrest, you can look at the next thing you're going to be paying for.
Yes!
You're not going to own it, but you can pay for it.
You're not going to own it, but you can pay for it.
Well, it'll probably cost way more than an iPhone.
There's a yacht. there are yachts that, you know, I can't own them, but I could, you know, take out a loan.
All right. Well, we're getting close to wrapping up time. Yeah. We got about 12 minutes left at the max. Any closing thoughts that we want to bring up before we close? Or did you find your news story you wanted to bring up?
No, I didn't really look for one. My show prep and pretty much was basically me putting my headphones on.
That's some good prep, because we didn't even do that before the start of the show.
I want to tell you a story, Eric.
This is gonna be good.
Once upon a time,
is this like a parable?
It's more clear than even a parable.
There was this guy named Eric. No, keep going, Ruben. I'm sorry.
No. It used to happen that I would send emails to you with ideas for news stories. And I would do it pretty regularly, you know, at least a couple times a week, and send you maybe 5 or 6 news stories. But over time, your presence didn't happen on the podcast, and so I kind of stopped doing that. But I would love to start again. So if you come back more regularly, you know, I can definitely help you out with your news prep.
Well, it would be better if you would print them out for me and go old school.
What is with you and paper?
You wouldn't see it until you got here.
Well, you
can
shuffle through
them
and a lot faster. Like if they're on your iPad or iPhone or something, then you have to scroll back and forth. You can't really highlight stuff. And
do you know how tabs work on your iPad?
Barely. No, but I'm just saying, the problem is the timing of the podcast. 5 o'clock on a Monday evening is,
well,
like,
you know what? It's
the worst
change.
Time.
Yeah, it's going to change.
It's going to go to 4 o'clock.
Well, see, then I won't ever make it.
No.
Oh, so it got worse.
We moved it up because we're starting to record Irish Sports Talk a little earlier.
I'm sorry, I have a job.
It's okay. We forgive you this time. But next time.
Maybe you should go into the service. I hear that Hillcrest could use some more help.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure something out. I do want you to be on the podcast. Maybe we'll just need to we'll figure something out.
Well, have your people get with my people, and we'll see what we can work out.
I don't deal with underlings, so I'm like Trump. You know, I want to.
Well, at least you're up.
Don't bring
news.
Him up. I don't even want to start on that. So yeah. Let's just cut
it off.
All
right, thank you guys for listening. Next week, Layton will be back in Hillcrest, but we will plan on doing another podcast. So everything works out. He's giving
next,
me a look.
Next week, I might not be able to do a podcast because that Monday, next Monday, is going to be the last day before camp week starts.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I will need time for prep. To
camp,
work on that stuff.
The name Camp Week suggests, is it only 1 week?
It's a full week, yeah.
Okay. So you probably will have a whole lot of good content coming up after that.
I will have content coming out of my ears.
And are you kind of like an administrative figure during that week? You said you're in charge of some things?
Yeah. The way I put it, when I contacted the speaker, the guy that's supposed to be talking, giving 4 sessions, 4 talks, to the camp weekers and VSers that aren't working during his talks, I told him, "Don't ask me. I don't know. I'm just the guy in charge." Like, he was asking me questions about camp week, mm-hmm. and that's basically going to be my auto response to everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm just the guy in charge.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please give us some feedback over on Facebook or on Twitter. If you're a really big fan, you can leave a review on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
But we don't hold you to that kind of standards normally.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. And
we need a
time,
word of the day.
We need a word of the day. Man, you've really got attached to this.
Word of the day. I know. I like
By the way, I really liked last week's word of the day. That was very creative.
Okay, good. The word of the, let's call it the word of the week.
Okay.
Because they only get one word a week. They're not getting a word a day. That's way too much. Word of the week this week is food.
All right. With that, we'll wrap it up and we'll see you guys soon.
You're going to see them soon? You're going to go out and see them, are you?